VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S.-backed Syrian fighters resumed their ground offensive Sunday against the Islamic State terrorist group in the last territories controlled by the extremists in eastern Syria. The SDF said in late October it was temporarily suspending its campaign against IS in the eastern province of Deir el-Zor, accusing Turkey of jeopardizing its efforts. Turkey considers the SDF a terror threat and an extension of Kurdish rebels waging an insurgency within Turkey. The Indian Army says two of its soldiers were killed Sunday when Pakistani soldiers fired along the heavily militarized de facto frontier that divides the disputed region of Kashmir between India and Pakistan. The fighting has become a predictable cycle of violence as the region convulses with decades-old animosities. Firefighters in the large western U.S. state of California are dealing with killer fires. At least 23 people have been killed, dozens are missing. One of the fires has become the most destructive in state history and the third deadliest. The thousands of homes that have been destroyed and more than 250,000 people have been forced to flee their homes throughout the state. An outbreak of Ebola in the eastern region of the Democratic Republic of Congo has killed more than 200 people. The outbreak is in a conflict zone where dozens of armed groups operate, and aid agencies have been forced to suspend or slow down their work on several occasions since the recent outbreak. Ebola was detected in the DRC in 1976. Amazon.com says it will carry more Apple products globally in time for the holiday shopping season. The technology rivals said they're putting aside their differences to increase sales. This is VOA News.